Remarks of the President, Rifle, Colorado, 6 October 1952.
Welcome you here this evening. This is a splendid crowd, and I'm sure that the President will be very happy about it. At this time, I would like to present to you the next Governor of Colorado, the Honorable John W. Metzger and Mrs. Metzger.
Thank you very much. I appreciate very much that welcome. You know, when I was here in 1948, we just went through. I wouldn't let them do it this time because I want to particularly tell that band how much I appreciate it. They're getting up at 4 o'clock and coming to serenade the president down here a few miles, the next stop. The group showed a real and unselfish interest in the government. If the voters of Colorado and those of the country exercise the patriotism and initiative of young people like these, we would not have to urge constantly that they exercise their right to vote. Everybody ought to take it on himself to vote. That's a patriotic duty. There's been a rumor going around that I'm out doing some campaigning for the Democratic ticket. Well, I am. That's my privilege as the head of the Democratic Party. I'm trying to tell you what the facts are, and then I want you to use your own judgment. There seems to be to worry a lot of Republicans for some reason. I just want to tell them this is only the beginning. A lot more of them will be worried before I finish reading the terrible Republican record to the American people from one end of this country to the other. I'm out here. I believe that world peace, domestic prosperity, and the principles of justice and decency will be served better by the election of a Democratic ticket, and that's just what you're going to do on the 4th of November. Here in this district, you've been ably represented by Congressman Wayne Aspinwall. He has done a good job for Western Colorado, and I know you will elect him again for another term. I've known Bill Metzger for many, many years. He'll make you a good governor, one that you'll be proud of, and I hope you'll elect him too, and I know you will. This year, the Democratic Party has at the head of the ticket two of the best candidates this country has ever produced, Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman. Stevenson and Sparkman understand the problems of the little fellow, and they understand the problems of the West. They know that locked in the hills of Western Colorado, you have some of the most valuable natural resources to be found any place in the nation. They know that these resources must be developed for all the people, and not just for the special interests. An example of the way to do this is the Bureau of Mines project for developing gasoline and oil products from coal and oil shale. There are about 1,000 square miles in this area, north and west of Rifle, where beds of oil shale, hundreds of feet thick, will yield an average of 15 gallons or more of oil per ton of shale. This project promises to open up a vast new era of industrial expansion. This is a wonderful example of the way the government can undertake experimental work and develop resources from which all the people will benefit. But the Republicans are wildly running around the country trying to fool the people into believing that projects like these are socialism. They say that power dams, reclamation projects, and the whole development of this mountain area should not be carried forward by your own government for your own benefit. And now the Republican candidate has caved into the power lobby. He's going around, too, claiming that the government projects represent the philosophy of the left, whatever that is, and that they are regimenting people and destroying liberty. Well, I've been looking into this subject as I have traveled around over the country for the past 8 days, and I've met thousands of wonderful people. And I haven't seen anybody in slavery. Nobody has complained to me about having his liberty destroyed. So don't be fooled by this gloomy poppycock the Republicans are spreading. Vote for the party that believes in you and believes in the future development and the prosperity of this great country. You yourselves are the government of this country. The people are the government. And the way they exercise their power of government is at the polls on election day. It's your duty to go to the polls and vote for yourselves. Vote for your own interests. Vote for the welfare of this great nation. Vote for peace in the world. Vote for Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman and the whole Democratic ticket, and you'll have 4 more years of good government all across the country. Thank you very much.